Okay, we're on Samech Tes Amud Aleph, the top. Shoma Avia Vehefer. Well, we're still trying to bring a raya whether the Baal is Megas Gaius or Miklish Kolish. The next case. Shoma Aviha Vehefer Lo. The father heard on the day that she made the nether, he was made for her. Below hispik habal lishmoa, but the husband didn't hear about the nether, ad shemes, and he died before. Chozer ha'av u'mefer chelko shel baal. So the halacha is that now the koach of the husband goes to the father, and the father now can be made for the chelik of the husband too. Amrav Nosson, hein hein divrei Beishamai. That's what Beishamai holds. Beishil omrim ein yochel ha'hafir. And Beishil holds no. Since when the husband died, he hadn't yet heard the nether, so he didn't really have a koach to be made for it. So the father can't yarshin something the husband didn't have. So therefore, what's it called? Shema mina, lebeishamai megis gaius, lebeishil miklish kolish, shema mina. So now we'll see Rashi explains his way. There's a lot of ways in Rishonim how to learn, understand this. Let's see the way that Rashi learns. That's what we're learning. Rashi like this. Shom avi of a hefer law. Bo biyom. Lo hispik abal lishmoa shiofer law shimeis. The husband never heard the nether, so he didn't have the ability to be made for it before he died. Okay. So chozer ha'av u'mefer chelko shobal. So the halacha is that the father now has the koach. His original hafara was good, and he has to be made for now the chelik of the baal. The ein tzorich lahafir chelko ho'il kfar hafir. He doesn't have to go and be made for his chelik again because he already did that. Beishil omrim ein yochel lahafir chelko shobal bilvad. He can't be made for the chelik. This is way Rashi learns. That he could be made for the nether, but he can't be made for it only by being made for the chelik of the baal. Elim kein chozer made for chelko imo. He has to be made for again his chelik too. Mishum desvira le miklish kolish, because he holds that when the father originally was made for the nether, so he reduced the whole nether qualitatively. So now, even the chelik of the baal wasn't a full chelik. It was just a partial chelik that he had to now be mefer. Right? Hecha de hefer chad below chavrei, where one is mefer without the other one. So it has a power to take away the strength of the entire nether partially. Vakati havia nether sholim el she'eni sura chomer kevatchila. The kivan dakati ha nether shalim hu mi boyle levato chelko vechelik habal din isrok reshusalo. So now, since the entire nether is there, it's just reduced. So now the father has to be made for his chelik again too. Can't be made for, and he gets now the chelik of the husband because he yarshin the chelik of the husband, and he has to be made for. That's what Beisil holds, his chelik again also. Ubeishamei savri megas gaius ki kadam ha'av v'hefer chelko chotcho b'shnayim. Like Beishamei holds that when the father was made for his part, he cut the nether into two. Half of it was mufer completely, and the other half is still there completely. V'nisbatel chetzio v'adayin chetzio kayim ukshamei for achshav chelko shobal havi shalom mufer. So his part remains, and now he has to just do the other part. So therefore it's possible just to be made for the part of the baal which now he was he yarshin. Shema mina de tanoyi. So that's the resolution of our shaila. Megas gaius or miklish kolish is dependent on machlokas tanoim. Ha'umilkish kolish ke beisil, that the Beishamai holds megas gaius and beisil holds miklish kolish. Okay. There are many other ways of learning this. The Ran has another way of learning. Partially when the father was mefer, so he reduced the koach of the husband's chelik, then it's not strong enough to yarshin anymore, and he can't be mefer at all. That's what it means. Not that he can't be mefer, except if he's mefer his chelik again, can't be mefer at all, because you can't yarshin something that's weak. can yarshin the full koach, he could yarshin. He can't yarshin a partial koach. And that's what Beis Hillel holds. And Beis Shammai holds no. Each one is a separate thing, and he could yarshin the chelik of the father of the Baal, since nothing was affected on the chelik of the Baal when he was made for his chelik completely. Okay, there are other ways of learning. We showed him too, but Meister were wearing the mafarish. That's what we stay with. Okay, boy Rava, and here also there's a lot of different ways of learning the next pieces of Gemara. Also, boy Rava, yesh sheila behekim o ein sheila behekim. Okay, since what's it called? Hakomas nedarim. If the father or the baal say, "I want that neder to be mekuyim," then they can't be made for anymore. So could you be shoel, just like you be shoel on a nether, since the hekem creates the nether, right? It strengthens the nether and makes it effective. Could the hekem, could you have, just like you'd have shail on a nether, could you have a shail on a hekem? He goes to a chacham, he says, I mischaret from making the hekem, right? If I would have known this or this, I never would have been mekayim the nether. So you could be shoel, and now you can be made for again or not. Or the hekem remains. There's no such thing as shail on hekem. Im kim shalomer yesh sheila behekem, yesh sheila behefer, or ein sheila behefer. We'll see there's different ways of learning this, right? If you hold that there is a sheila behekem, so is that sheila, we'll see, does that affect the hafara or not? Is being shoil on the hekem, this is one way of learning, I think it's what Farish learns, is being shoil on the hekem, in fact, the hafara? Because since I was shoil on the hekem, it's tantamount to being made for the nether. Or no? I'm shoel on the hekem, so now there's no hakama. But now I have to make a hefer separately. Toshma dom Rabbi Yochanan, nisholem al hekem, ve nisholem al hefer. The shaila helps for the hekem, but not for the hefer. Rashi. Yeh shaila behekem, shim kimu lo nidra ha'av, vi ha'oros, ve nisholem al hakama, so mahu. If the husband and the father, or either the husband or the father, were making the nether, and then they asked, they had charata, and they were matur nether on the hakama, miye sheila v'yecholim l'hafer la olo, can they now be made for or no, or the hakim remains intact? Ye sheila behefer, hecher dekiyim ho'echad, v'hefer ho'echad. One of them was mekayim, one of them was mefer. Yochol ha'acher lishol ha'kamaso b'makom shohafer kvar, hasheni, v'havei mufer. Right, that's one shaila. One way of learning the shaila. Shaila is when the first one now is shoel on the hekem, and the second one was mefer. Right? Does the hekem of the first one become a hefer, and now the never is mufer or not? Inyan acher, another way of learning. Yeshela behefer, kolomer imtim shalomer yeshela behekim. If you hold that you could be shoel on the hekim, mi havei mufer hanether ba'oso shaila. Right? The first way was: is it possible now to what's it called to be mefer? Since the first one was mekayim and the second one was mefer, right? At the time when the first one was mekayim, so the ma'isa what's it called? His hefer couldn't be chal. So now, if you're shoel on the hekem, right, does it affect the hafara or doesn't affect the hafara? Is now the original hafara go back to its strength? Or no, since the original hafara was nothing if one of them is mekayim, so it remains nothing. And now the chara, either he would have to be mefer again or he couldn't be mefer at all. There's two ways of learning. So again, the first way of learning is like this. If you could be shoel on the hekem, since the first hafara was made when there was a hekem, does the shaila on the hekem affect the original hafara or not? Right? Does now the fact that it goes back to being the matzav where either one could be mefer, so the first one was mefer, and even though there was a hekem when he was mefer, the hekem now is retroactively taken away, or maybe not. Maybe since there was a hekem when he made the hafara, his hafara was nothing. Now you could be shoel on the hekem. Now he has to make a new hafara. Because the original hafara was useless because it was in the time there was a hekem. And even though the hekem goes away retroactively, lemaisa the hafara never took effect, so it has to be now. Or another way of learning that, the hafara won't help at all. That they can't be mefer anymore. Since his original hafara was in a time when there was a hekem, it's no hafara. And the second way of learning is what we said, does the shaila on the hekem affect the hafara, or you have to make a new hafara? Right? The Baal, who was shoel on his hekem, is by being shoel on the hekem, basically said he wants to be made for the nether. Right? I don't want it to be mekuyim, so I want it to be mufer. Or no, that just brings it back to neutral. Now you have to be made for again. Being shoel on a hakama is not like being making hafara. It's just being neutral. That's the shaila.
There's only one hafara.
Toshma. What?
There's only one hafara we're talking about.
Yeah. No, we're talking about the other one was made for anyway. It doesn't make a difference. The shaila is only legabi, the one who was making. Okay. Toshma. Nisholem ala hekem, lishna kama, nisholem ala hekem, mutarim lahafarla. Right? According to the first lashon, you could be shoel on the hekem, and now he could be mefer. According to the second lashon, right, the shisholem ala hekem, and it becomes hafar. The ein nishol la hefer, the hechad the kiyum echad, the hefer echad, ein nishol, ela o kulo b'shaila o kulo b'hafara ba'inan. Right, that's the first way. Either what's it called? Both of them had to be make him and ask the shaila and then be mefer, or the whole thing b'hafara. You can't have one hafara at the time there was a hekim. Ulalishna basra, nisholem ala hekim, and mutarim lahafir lo acharkach. The ein nisholem ala hefer, the ein haneder mufer b'mashem matir achoch levat lakoma. The bitl of the hakoma is not in effect a hafara. Elim kein mefer lo ba lo av lacharkach. Unless he makes an actual hafara afterwards. Indian acher, another way of learning. Yeshaila behekim, shikim lo habal, o haav haneder. One of them was making. The achar kach holach v'nishol alav v'chacham, the tiru achacham. Then he went and was shoel on the hekim. Mi amrinan de kivan shikim es haneder, shuv ein nisholem alav, v'lo havi shayla ma'alya. Right? So the first shayla was, could you be b'chlau mevatel v'hekim or not? Does that help? O dilma kivan shi tiru chacham bot lakamoso bitla neder. Right? Oh, no. So the thing is like this, that what's it called? That since his hakama was, what's it called, was not, never a kiyum, so now the nether is bottled completely. Because it shows he never wanted the nether to begin with. Okay, so Mar says, Imtim Salomar Yeshayla Behekim, Yeshayla Behefer, Kolomar. And according to this shot, the shot is like this, Kolomar, Bemokam Hefer, Sheim Shoma Es Nidra, Velo Rotzala Hafer. Elaholach v'nishol bo b'yom al oso neder l'chacham mai. Right? They're talking a case where she went to be shoel on the nether. She made a nether, right? And he was mekayim the nether. And then she went to be shoel on the nether to take it away to begin with. So now, could you be shoel on a nether that was already mekuyim? That's the third way of learning. My, mi amin hov im hi holeches lechacham v'nisheles lo shehe matira the whole divrei hakol im nisheles lechacham yachol lahatir lo achinami nishel ha'av lechacham al neder bito yamuter hoel v'boy motzim mefer. No, she says like this, she vari could be shoel on the neder. Shaila is there such a thing as shaila from the husband or the father, since they have koach over her neder? They could be made for it or mekayim it. Could they also be shoel on it? Could they go and with charata say that they want her nether to be mutter, since they have a koach over her nether? Or no, they don't have the koach to be made for or make him. They have no koach to have charata on her nether and to have hatoras nedarim. Toshma dom Rabbi Yochanan nishol na hekem, but also inyan shepi Rashi vein nishol na hefer kamokay. So the answer is l'maisa that you can be shoel on the hekem, but you can't be shoel on the hefer, meaning that the husband or father can't be shoel on the eker nether; they can just be shoel on their hekem to begin with. Okay. Boy Rabba, kiyim lechi, kiyim lechi. The nishal halkom rishon. Now the guy said twice, kiyim, father or the husband, kiyim lechi, kiyim lechi. So there's two hakamas. So now he's shoel on one of them. So does the other one go away automatically, or no? Each one's a separate thing. Now, Toshma, Amar Rava, Inishal HaRishona Shniya Cholala. In a regular case of a person made two nedarim, one on top of the other, so ain or two shvuas, ain shvuah chal shvuah. But if the first shvuah is nishal, the second shvuah kicks in. It's not that it can't take place at all; it just can't take place as long as the first one's there. Same thing over here. Two kiyums can have an effect when they're both there. But if the first one goes away, the second one takes effect, and he has to be shul on that one too separately. Rashi. Kiyim lechi, trei zimni. V'nishal akom rishonu bitla. So he said twice kiyim lechi, and he was mevatel the first one. Mahu kolomer hakom shniya v'lo nishal leh batla b'osu shaylo lo. So the second one was never chal. So therefore, if the first one goes away, there's nothing here. Or no, the second one wasn't chal because the first one was preventing it. Now the first one's out of the way. The second one could be chal. So now there's a second kiyum, and if he's not shoyl on that, then the nether still is still a nether. Toshma domar rava b'perek ve'elu mutarin shvua shlo ochel shvua shlo ochel. Person made the same shvua twice. I'm not going to eat this piece of bread. And he said again shvua shlo ochel. So ain shvua chal shvua. The second one is in chal. But if you're shoel on the first one, the second one kicks in. Domar rava imnishal rishon the shniya chol olav. Hachinami imnishal halkom rishona shniya chol olav. Okay. So same thing over here. The second kiyum can't be chal as long as the first one's there, but as soon as the first one goes away, the second one takes effect.